95. Know thou that according to what thy Lord, the Lord of all men, hath decreed in his book, the favours vouchsafed by him unto mankind have been and will ever remain limitless in their range. First and foremost among these favours which the Almighty hath conferred upon man is the gift of understanding. His purpose in conferring such a gift is none other except to enable his creature to know and recognize the one true God, exalted be his glory. This gift giveth man the power to discern the truth in all things, leadeth him to that which is right, and helpeth him to discover the secrets of creation. Next in rank is the power of vision, the chief instrument whereby his understanding can function. The senses of hearing, of the heart, and the like, are similarly to be reckoned among the gifts with which the human body is endowed. Immeasurably exalted is the Almighty who hath created these powers and revealed them in the body of man. Every one of these gifts is an undoubted evidence of the majesty, the power, the ascendancy, the all-embracing knowledge of the one true God, exalted be his glory. Consider the sense of touch. Witness how its power hath spread itself over the entire human body, whereas the faculties of sight and of hearing are each localized in a particular center. The sense of touch embraceth the whole human frame. Glorified be his power, magnified be his sovereignty. These gifts are inherent in man himself. That which is preeminent above all other gifts is incorruptible in nature and pertaineth to God himself, is the gift of divine revelation. Every bounty conferred by the Creator upon man, be it material or spiritual, is subservient unto this. It is in its essence and will ever so remain the bread which cometh down from heaven. It is God's supreme testimony, the clearest evidence of his truth, the sign of his consummate bounty, the token of his all-encompassing mercy, the proof of his most loving providence, the symbol of his most perfect grace. He hath indeed partaken of this highest gift of God, who hath recognized his manifestation in this day. Render thanks unto thy Lord for having vouchsafed unto thee so great a bounty. Lift up thy voice and say, all praise be to thee, O thou, the desire of every understanding heart.